This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, you can dial in here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And welcome to the program. With you tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Mark.
Mark, do you remember the last time we had Adam Kokesh on the show?
It hasn't been too long, maybe a few months ago. I couldn't say really anything beyond that. Hopefully we'll be able to get him here in the very near future, but it appears as though there's been some adventure that he's been on recently, besides running for not president, which is the title that he has chosen for himself. I believe he's running for the presidential nomination from the Libertarian Party in the hopes of then running for not president. I guess that means that he's not going to take the oath of office or take the seat. We certainly can talk to him about that here right now.
I believe I have him now. Adam Kokesh.
Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome. You're on Free Talk Live. Not the way I'd hoped. Telegram, unfortunately, the settings were not exactly as I expected them to be, but it's good to have you here.
No worries. We're still in the adolescence of the internet and appreciating all this new technology coming up. And I got to say, you know, for all of what Free Talk Live has been through in terms of, you know, different technology challenges and formats and everything else, having done a very small fraction of the time in media that you have done, I have an incredible admiration for your continuing flexibility and patience.
Well, thanks for being here. You're no slouch when it comes to media, of course. Longtime listeners know that you had your own television show on the RT channel for a while.
For a few days while you were in jail, he was here hosting the show.
That's right.
I could basically turn on the mics and walk out and get a glass of water and come back, and Adam would still be going.
Yeah, well, you also did your own show for a while, I think, down on one of our affiliates in Albuquerque in Kiva. You were on the radio down there, I think, too.
Yeah. That was my start in media, actually. I mean, I had been doing a YouTube channel as an activist, you know, as a side thing or a supplementary thing or for announcements or to release, you know, particular police encounter videos, but not any regular media production. And I actually got my start in terrestrial radio, AM 1550 KIVA, more positive talk radio, Albuquerque. You love it. And, you know, in some ways still miss it. It's like, I think it's time to die. I hate to be like demeaning in any way. But we have the technology. I think it's time for humanity to move on because it's over commercialized primarily. But, it's sort of like, it makes me feel old. Like I was there for the heyday of old school radio and you guys are still, you know, killing it.
Along.
But the transition is to your, I mean, how much of your traffic is online now?
Well, I mean, most of our listeners are still on the radio just because there are, we've got close to 200, we have close to 200 radio affiliates.
The flippening hasn't occurred, not to say that it will not, yeah. Adam. I think there's a lot of advantages to listening on a podcast or, you know, that sort of thing. And like you said,
Are so ready for it. You're so ready for it.
We're doing our best.
You're the ultimate bridge right now.
Yeah, we are kind of like a multimedia show. In fact, we're now on Twitch for the last year. We've been broadcasting the show there as well. So we're trying to. Yeah, we're slow. We're still old radio guys, right? Like, I mean, compared to most of the radio guys, we're young, but we're not as young as we used to be. I mean, we've been doing Free Talk Live for 16 years now. We're into, I think we're going into our 17th year doing this thing.
Yeah.
So let's talk about why you're on the show tonight, because you had contacted us previously, and you've got a great press guy, I think Marcus, who has been sending out email after email trying to, you know, gin up some interviews for you, because you're doing, not only are you campaigning for not president, which we've talked to you about previously, and I'm sure we can talk about that again, but you've also got a book, Freedom, which you've had out now for a few years, right? When did that come out?
That came out in 2014.
Yeah, so it has been a few years.
Yeah.
But you're still promoting it. I think you got didn't you get Dash to come on board with helping you do a printing and distribution of the book?
Well, Ash, I'm not sure who you mean. But,
Dash the crypto.
Oh, Dash. I'm sorry, I misheard you. Yes, Dash and SmartCash and Bitcoin.com and Steemit. And even Dogecoin and a number of other great sponsors and you know, our friends with Declare Your Independence with Ernie Hancock and FreedomsPhoenix.com. So there are a lot of great people, the Advocates for Self-Government, who do the world's smallest political quiz. There are a lot of great individuals and organizations who made this possible. This is a big project. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to talk to you guys in the middle of it right now, because we just raised and spent $131,000 to print and deliver 204,453 copies of the book Freedom, which we wrote to be the ultimate libertarian red pill. And having been out for 4.5 years now, we've seen that it has lived up to that expectation. Now, something better may come along, and something in a different format may prove to be more effective. And I hope if that's what's coming, it comes as soon as possible.
So,
but for right now...
Yeah, you got funded to print and distribute this the book. And was New Orleans the first location to which you were going to begin this process?
Yes, and the first reason was because of the National Convention being here.
The Libertarian
one? Upon thinking about it, there were just so many good reasons, one after another. And in a way, to sum it up, it's extremely libertarian in spirit and very much the opposite in terms of political and law enforcement manifestation of that. And it really is particularly sad. And I can tell you, if you want to get into the whole story of my recent arrest, going to jail at the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office facility, where, you know, easily 90%+ of the inmates are black. Nearly as many of the guards are black. Less so with the police officers, and especially the state troopers. This is just my casual racial observations, but it's about a bigger truism that we see in a lot of inner cities in the United States, but in New Orleans in particular, is that you have a system that disproportionately disadvantages black people. And you've heard the criticism that libertarianism is for rich white dudes. And right now, there's a truth to a movement being dominated by white male INTJs, because we're the nerdy types who got to figure stuff out. But the message is not for people who are favored by the system. And right now, it is black people who are most disproportionately disfavored by the system. And nowhere is that more poignant, only a handful of places where it isn't nearly as poignant, at least, as New Orleans, where you have a law enforcement system that I've heard fairly described as being a couple generations behind in terms of just accountability and community relations in every way possible, and it's the South.
And it's also the site of Hurricane Katrina back in 2005, where the failures of government were on full display, and the outrageous behavior.
The scars are still raw.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And in jail, it was black people oppressing black people on behalf of rich white people. And, you know, to me, the racial part of it is the least important. But it's hard to ignore. And when you see it like that, man, It's got to ping the conscience somehow.
All right,
you have to see that and say something is still really wrong.
Adam, stand by. We're bringing you back here. We're going to continue the discussion because I want to go back to what happened with the arrest on a bridge. You were somewhere in New Orleans on a bridge, and we'll talk to our listeners about what you were doing on that bridge because I gave them a little tease right before we started this hour about you were essentially stenciling freedom with a... it's an amazing... You were cleaning. You were basically arrested for cleaning up this dirty bridge. We're coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
There are basically two types of advertising. Direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. If you've got a question for our special guest, Adam Kokesh, he is on the line with us here. As he always is after he gets arrested. I mean, if Adam gets arrested, I'm always probably one of the first people who sends him a text message saying, we got to get you on. Because, you know, this has been kind of a bit of a history for you, Adam. You're one of the few people in the Liberty Movement who has the courage to actually put your body into the gears of the state and stand up for what you believe in. And I have a high level of appreciation for that. So I want to say thank you for being willing to continue to do that. Because all you were trying to do was clean up the city of New Orleans with a pressure washer. On a very dirty bridge. I don't know what. Do you recall what bridge it was that you were on?
Well, Ian, I think you have my motivations somewhat misunderstood here, because the only reason I get arrested these days is so that I can come on Free Talk Live again. So it's usually worth it. This time it was, you know, three nights and it was very uncomfortable. But, you know, I get my hour. I get my hour. So it's.
You really just have to drive up here? And then you'll get on Free Talk Live.
True, fine. Move to Keene. You'll be on it as much as you want.
I am so good at getting arrested now. I can do it without even trying.
Yeah, you were trying to.
I genuinely was not trying to get arrested. And, in fact, what I was doing, I had done to a law enforcement officer just days prior. And there is a video of that. And I was let go by an officer who decided to do the right thing in that case. Mm. And I was at a Border Patrol checkpoint. We were being searched in secondary, and I was asked a question, and I lifted up my attorney's business card. And this is for the one and only Michael Kielski in Arizona. And it's a standard card that he has, you know, this business card is printed on the back. You've probably heard this before. I want my attorney. I invoke my right to remain silent. I do not consent to a search of any kind out of me, my sex premises, and the location or vehicle. I hereby invoke all rights, including but not limited to those in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 9th, and 14th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Rights in our state constitution. I want my attorney present before and during any questioning or before discussing any waivers. Am I free to go? And in the case of the Border Patrol, they said, no, you're not free to go. You're under investigation. Stand by. And I said, bye. And then they came back. And then they said, okay, now you're free to go.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of the Louisiana State Police, I got, I think, about a sentence into that. And they said, okay, turn around. We're putting you in handcuffs. You can watch the video. And this is weird. I was streaming this on Twitter via Periscope. Get away from Facebook. You don't need it, even for live. Twitter, Periscope, just as reliable, better interface. I like it now.
I've been off of Facebook for more than a year now, and it's been great. Let's set the scene here, though. So it's you, and it looked like a couple of your friends or associates were on the side of a bridge in New Orleans. Somebody had a pressure washer and a stencil of your book's name, which also happens to be Freedom. And so you had a stencil. How long did it take because in the video that I've seen, it's just a video of the police and the arrest, so I didn't actually get to see you guys doing the pressure washing. How long does it take with the pressure washer on a filthy old bridge to blast out the message Freedom, but just, you know, put the stencil up? Is it, how many passes of the washer do you have to
do? Sure. Yeah, and just to be clear, this was the part of it. It was an overpass as part of I-10, and you just write with the pressure washer, basically. To do that Freedom, that 3-foot wide stencil, it's 1.5 tall. The letters are smaller, obviously, within that, but that whole thing, it's about a minute.
1 minute, okay.
And that's what's so fun about it. We're working on doing a backpack mounted version. You just walk all over. I would do this all day. If you gave me a backpack that did this, I would carry around 5 gallons of water, a little gas power pressure washer, whatever I had to. We're thinking of making this a 2-person rig. One carries the water, one carries the pressure washer and the hose, and then one's got the stencil. You can just go do this all day. Libertarians, step up. We got to own this one. This is brilliant.
It's amazing marketing.
You can't object to it. All we're doing is just
cleaning
and water, cleaning dirt.
Yep.
And they didn't arrest you for vandalism. The charge that apparently was ultimately dropped. What was the charge?
Well, see, first, in order to, like, they arrested me because they're frankly, can I say the D word on air? Is that, can I say?
Before you didn't.
You can say
D-heads.
Dan.
Yeah. All right, whatever.
Richard Heads.
There you go. Richard Heads.
Yeah.
But that's just how they come in. So they arrested me, and then in order to justify the arrest, they had to say that I was interfering with an investigation, and that was the reason for the arrest in the first place, so that they could charge me with resisting arrest by failing to identify. Because I didn't give them the ID as the very first thing.
And you weren't driving either.
And I wasn't driving. And in order to make it a legitimate investigation, they had to give my friend, Rob Evans here, great LP activist, they had to give him a ticket for pulling over while pretending to be broken down. There's like, you can't pull over on the stroller on the freeway unless you're broken down.
So that was the claim, was that, guys aren't
water
actually.
Water stenciling itself was fine. They couldn't look, they looked at it, they were like, oh, we thought you were spraying spray paint. I was like, no. We're spraying water. And
you just have a dirty bridge.
No problem, totally legal.
Right, so you're on the side of the road, you guys are doing the stenciling. How long were you there before the police showed up?
About 2 minutes.
Two or ten?
Two.
2 minutes.
Oh, there. Yeah. Lickety split there, making sure that people aren't pressure washing bridges.
Yeah. You guys weren't blocking a lane of traffic or anything, right? You guys had pulled over completely?
Nope. Totally safely on the shoulder,
Yeah. Wow. 2 minutes later.
Now, when the cops showed up, they were partially blocking traffic.
Of course.
And they were causing a slowdown, of course, and creating
that's,
a much more
dangerous
fine. Situation.
The idea that you're besmirching our brave officers who would be there to stop people that were, impeding the orderly flow of traffic because they're, and in the process, impeding the orderly flow of traffic is obviously a canard. I mean, the fact that they've got flashing lights designed to distract people and that automobile accidents go up in the media vicinity of people with flashing lights.
Right.
Well, this is all just a bunch of stuff to distract from the idea that you're cleaning certain spaces off on bridges.
Yeah. Well, the team continued. I was locked up for the next three nights. And I've got an amazing team behind me, and they kept putting up signs, and they kept going out and tossing. And doing this water stenciling, and just today we got a great interview with the New Orleans Advocate, which is the biggest or second biggest, I think, depending on how you want to count it, paper in the state. And really looking forward to that. That might be the breakthrough. But
so the police may have just the police may have actually given you a media breakthrough, basically. Like, why would the news isn't going to report on some guy doing, pressure wash stenciling necessarily, but when the police arrest you for it, basically, there's a story.
No, that didn't do it. That didn't do it.
Hang on, Adam. We're going to bring it back here. Adam Kokesh with us. By the way, the video is up on his YouTube channel. It is called Adam Kokesh on YouTube, all one word. Check that out. We'll continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump addresses the nation this hour, expected to talk about the need for the border wall. Top administration officials spent time this afternoon briefing House Republicans. Trump expected to declare there is a crisis at the U.S. southern border and that a wall is the best and only remedy. After weeks of a partial government shutdown, Trump and his negotiators have made little headway in convincing Democrats a barrier is needed before agencies can reopen and federal workers can begin receiving paychecks again. The administration has steadfastly refused to take steps that would restore funding to some agencies, believing the shutdown is its best leverage to secure the wall funds. And on the Senate floor, Republican leader Mitch McConnell blasted Senate Democrats for withholding votes on other legislation.
Got the government shut down for 2 weeks. Now they want to shut the Senate down. They're threatening to shut down efforts to protect our allies and strengthen our relationship with Israel.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you've got a question for Adam Kokesh, he is on the line with us right now. Still in the New Orleans area, I take it, Adam?
Yep. We are staying in a wonderful Airbnb very close to Loyola University, which is where we are going to be hosting a Freedom Town Hall this Saturday from 4 to 6, room Miller 114 at 6363 St. Charles Street at Loyola University, in accordance with Walter Block and Oh, wow. Young Americans for Liberty. And
that'll be fun.
Joining me there is also Rob Evans, who you might know from Libertarian Party activism here in Louisiana. And he's also an Army veteran. I met him at the Orlando convention in 16. And he is also a former sheriff's deputy here in New Orleans. So
wow.
Someone who's worked in law enforcement in the area, going to be talking about police reform and accountability here in the city. You know, and one of the reasons why New Orleans, and this was really affirmed for me when I was locked up speaking to local gentleman, telling him about just what I thought about the police state. And he said, you know what, I feel the same way, but I haven't really said anything about it. I said, well, why not? And he said, I've been afraid and I felt too timid about it. I said, well, what would it take to change that? Would it change that if you knew that most people in the city felt the same way as you and they were also just a little afraid of speaking out?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that would probably, well, guess what? We're sending this book to everybody in the city and we're inviting everybody to a town hall.
Everybody in the city.
About it.
Everybody in the city.
How? Well, every single residential mailbox in the city of New Orleans, and that's 204,453.
Jeez,
that is amazing. Did you team up with like some crazy direct mailer who's willing to actually do that kind of work? Because that's a lot of mailing.
Well, first we had to team up with the craziest printers we could find, so we went to the communists. We went to China.
We had
the books printed in China, and anytime we get them printed over 100,000 at a time, they come out, because they're only 100 pages, they come out to just under 30 cents each, including the Trans-Pacific shipping to a port on the West Coast.
Including
this time,
shipping.
We had them.
Damn.
Yeah, we had them shipped to, shipping, but not delivery. We had them shipped to Port of Oakland, and then trucked to the bulk mailer in Sacramento, where they were sorted and then sent out by FedEx to every postal route. So they get sorted by route. So there's like the way that, and this is, we're using government mail, so we can't be precise on the time. And it started Thursday. It's going to last, you know, up to till this coming Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So. But yeah,
what
is
the person?
If
you're going to your mailbox in New Orleans over the last few days or this week or whenever these are going to come in, what is the person receiving? Is it just a book, or is there a letter from you? Like, what's in the package?
We for the economy of this, it has to be one unit. By the way, so the delivery was just about 30 cents. Our total cost per unit for the bulk mailing came out to 64 cents each.
That's amazing.
And
it is amazing. That's amazing.
A lot of people said, oh, do a sticker, put this, do that. And, you know, can't do it, ruins the margin, because you have to treat it legally and in every other way like a catalog. And it's just enough. It feels like a book. You give it to someone, it's a book. But you, because it's small enough and light enough, you can deliver it for that price and that mechanism. And there's a letter from me that mentioned some of our bigger sponsors and supporters and what made this possible, that explains the campaign for dissolving the federal government, turning the presidential election into a referendum, and, you know, explains why we're doing this in New Orleans and why this is a great place for it. And so we're hoping that, you know, enough people read the inside of the front cover or see our guerrilla marketing, that they know that this is something that is a citywide event, and that they at least kind of have to have an informed opinion about it before taking a book and throwing it in the garbage. And so far, the only negative responses we have had at all, and like with the water stenciling being really unobjectionable, signs, you know, you don't like it, take it down, forklifts, done. Being very polite, direct about delivering the message like this. The only negative response we've had at all is just what you would expect from statists hearing the message of freedom for the first time. And you know, even when you hear those, and for a lot of us it's hard to hear, oh my gosh, you're crazy about this, you're crazy about this. That was us. That was us for the first time we heard the message. I remember I was in the Marine Corps. No military? Oh my gosh, how is a militia that wouldn't work? We got to be able to blow up big stuff. Yeah. Ah, you're crazy, and I'm tough guy here. You know, I mean, there's going to be fear. How could we be safe without the police?
Right.
And it's like, just stop, get past the emotion, think about it. If you're willing to take the time, here's a 100-page book,
yeah,
and I guarantee by the time you get to the end of it, you'll get it.
It's an amazing outreach project. And I do want to, by the way, thank Smart Cash. I noticed that the back of your arrest video, you were sponsored by Smart Cash. You mentioned that they were involved in the fundraising. They've also come on board as a sponsor of Free Talk Live now, and we've sort of been going down this laundry list of great Liberty-related media producers. You and the Ben Swan apparently is also being sponsored by Smart Cash. Daryl W. Perry and his newscast being sponsored by Smart Cash. So they're, I don't know how many libertarians are behind the scenes at Smart Cash, but I suspect it's quite a few of them. But it's,
Yes, they are absolutely stepping up.
What is
absolutely.
It that, let me just ask you, what is it that you like about Smart Cash besides the fact that they're sponsoring you as a crypto?
The practical, user-oriented in terms of, like, business-friendly nature of it. I mean, that's just kind of the obvious thing. And that's I just did an interview with Chris Karabatz, who's one of the lead developers. I don't know if that's the right title, but he's one of the head guys on the Smart Cash team. And I did an interview with him today that's like, anything that's practical, I want to use it. I want to give it a try. And I want to support every cryptocurrency that is taking an honest attempt at developing the concept and doing something competitively new and different that may be the thing that kills fiat currency. And Smart Cash is one of at least several, you know, beautiful attempts that are bringing that awareness and that potential for the project. So I'm not here to evangelize the Smart Cash. It's over my head. All I can say is, as a consumer, in certain applications that I've used it for, it's been great. Yep. Worked for me. Fast transaction times, low fees, blah, blah, blah.
They've got some good ideas. And they've also got the smart, they've got the voting system that actually allows anybody holding smart to vote. Unlike a lot of the other voting systems where you've got to be super rich in order to vote. Anybody with even, you know, one smart or even less can cast a vote, basically. So it's pretty impressive system.
There are a lot of cool community features built in, but what I want to say to maintain, you know, my journalistic integrity on this, acknowledging that they're a sponsor, is all I can say is I want them to get a fair share, or a fair shake, excuse me. I want all of these cryptos, Dash, even the variations of Bitcoin Cash, and I know some people want to hate on all of these for different reasons. Steam as potentially for social media, although it looks like it might be replaced by the next thing, EOS at this point. But whatever it is, I want everybody, like, I just stop the hating. There are a lot of good, honest people putting a lot of time and effort in to help.
I totally agree. For all the people that spend time hating, they could spend their time promoting the thing they actually like. Stand by, Adam.
Yes.
Adam Kokesh is with us here. We're going into the final segment here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's not like the Federal Reserve's ever sent us any advertising money to promote their crap currency.
So if you want to learn more about Smart Cash, check them out over at smartcash.cc. We'll continue here in moments with Adam Kokesh from New Orleans as he's doing an amazing book bomb, book distribution thing where everyone in New Orleans is receiving his book. It's pretty amazing. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will
will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Maybe enough time. If you have a question for Adam Kokesh, we might be able to get you in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Ian, Aria, and Mark in the studio. By the way, we do have our after show coming up. No FCC censors. Twitch only. So if you want to watch that, you can tune into our Twitch feed over at twitch.lrn.fm. That will begin just moments after the end of the radio show at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We've got Adam Kokesh with us. His YouTube channel is called Adam Kokesh, and that is where you can see a approximately 14-minute long video of him being arrested. The arrest is toward the end, but him being harassed by the police on the side of the road, along with a couple of his friends and associates who were doing some cleaning up of the streets of New Orleans, blasting the word freedom with a stencil and a pressure washer. And it took you less than a minute to do the pressure washing, but the police were there in apparently about 2 minutes after you'd stopped on the side of a bridge. They ultimately tried to get information out of you, but since you weren't the driver, my understanding is, and I'm not an attorney, is you're not obligated to show identification if they ask you for it. And that's what this officer tried to do. He tried to buddy up to you and ask you for ID, and you weren't having any of it.
Well, under the Constitution, Ian, you would be correct. And in most of the country, in practice, you would also be right in this situation. But like I said, in the state of Louisiana, they're a little behind on some things, and especially in law enforcement, it's really unfortunate.
It's also kind of irrelevant anywhere in the United States, and that becomes clear when you get harassed by cops at 2 o'clock in the morning. If they want to see your ID, they're going to see your ID.
And if they want to arrest you and put you in a cage, they're going to arrest you and put you in a cage and just drop the charge. This is what they did.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Well, except from what I understand, here in New Orleans, they have a particularly vicious law enforcement problem, and it goes up to this system that protects individual cops who make arrests like this and who do little things like drop people on their heads like I was.
They drop you on your head?
Protects them. I went to go file a complaint against this officer immediately, and I went to an NOPD office deliberately. That's the city office, not the state office. That was the officer who dropped me on my head. It was a state trooper. And they said, oh, we'll call over a state trooper right away to take your internal complaint. I'm like, I don't want to file an internal complaint. I want to file a criminal complaint for battery and assault against a guy, an individual whose name I know and can identify, who, out of malice or carelessness, regardless, dropped me on my head, causing me to have a minor concussion.
When did this happen? When were you dropped?
This was the night I was arrested, Wednesday. But this was then Saturday when I got out. I was making the complaint, and they said, okay, well, two officers from the Stadies will be here in a few minutes. They brought in two officers. One of them was one of the guys who was carrying me when I was dropped.
Yo,
and I was like,
wow.
I'm not doing the report with him in the room. Get him out. I'll talk to the other one. And then probably nothing's going to come of it.
No, of course not.
But what might come of it is that if this town hall is a success, if the book bomb can really have a lasting impact here, if people are just open-minded enough to read a 100-page book and consider the message and answer the question, what is freedom? Then we're going to have a much bigger impact than just one little policy change or one little enforcement practice going a different way or one cop getting a slap on the wrist. So, you know, these are fun little fights. They're righteous battles for certain. But I think we need to keep our eye on the prize of a voluntary society, nothing less than the world set free in our lifetime. It's possible if, you know, one crayon-eating Marine like this guy right here can write a book and get 200,000 copies printed and distributed, you know, that someone else has got to be able to figure out a way that we can get this government problem solved within the next generation.
I love
the
vision.
Get it out of the way before I have kids.
I definitely appreciate it. Hey, stand by, Adam. We've got a call with a question for you, if you don't mind taking a couple questions here before we wrap up the show. But I do want to also thank Liberate, and I don't know if I'm going to mispronounce this, OPES, Opus? Opies? Anyway, he's a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, which means he's giving $5 a month to Free Talk Live to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We're on nearly 200 radio stations now, and it's thanks to listeners like Liberate Opus over at the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It's amp.freetalklive.com. That's how you can support us directly. Let's go to Bad Slave. He's calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on with Adam Kokesh. Go ahead with your question for him.
Thank you. Adam, you know me as Abel Freeman, and we've met a couple of times over the years, and I really appreciate your work over the years. You also were a veteran friend, Eli Israel, who you may remember.
We got to get to the question, Bad Slave. We don't have all night
Go ahead.
Pleasantries.
But I have a concern with this, you know, problem between you and Larkin Rose and some other
What's the problem between us?
Well, I guess he'll tell us.
Yeah. Go ahead, Adam. Is there some sort of conflict? I'm going to put Bad Slave on hold because we don't have a lot of time. But some sort of internal conflict between libertarian personalities? These things happen from time to time.
Well, there are a lot of lies about me out there on the Internet. There are a lot of people who look to challenge any of us who are doing any good work in the movement. And I think it's particularly sad when we take those lies and run with them and turn our efforts against each other. And there have been times in my 11 years of activism, I've felt the need to turn attention inward to the movement. But it's terrible when it happens. I think it's generally a waste. Most people who have judged the evidence in this case for themselves, who have bothered to get into that, have realized that there's a lot of lying involved here, to put it mildly.
Yeah, and I don't even know what he's referring to. And the amount of time I spend on internal drama within the libertarian movement, I'm so tired of hearing people attacking one another within the liberty movement. It's like we were saying before, focus on something positive. Focus on, if you don't like somebody, ignore them and go focus on your project.
I'll hustle them.
Yeah. Hey, are you just curious, since we're going and we saw you there last year, are you going to be in Acapulco this year?
Doesn't look like it this year. I still have not been paid what promises a speaking fee for last year of a gold sponsorship or equivalent. So I'm at this point, at least without that resolved, I will be there.
Understood. And it sounds like yet another one of these internal conflicts within the liberty movement. It's just sad that, you know, we've all had to deal with this stuff. The more visible that you are, the more targeted that you become, and you know, all the good work that you've done gets set aside, and people will always just focus on the one thing they don't like.
I kind of think you're an idiot, though.
Well,
what?
I got some very good advice when I was first getting started in activism by a woman who I was dating, who had been a long-time sort of organizational activist, great woman, was helping out Iraq Veterans Against the War. And this was just as I was becoming a public figure as an anti-war veteran activist. And she said, listen, if you're going to be in the public eye at all, you're going to spend 5 to 10% of your time dealing with utter nonsense BS.
Mm-hmm.
If you stand up in a room in front of 100 people, somebody in that room is having the worst day they've had in 100 days, maybe worse. They're dealing with their own problems, their own issues, and the best you can do is accept that that's just a part of the cost of doing business. Never let it overtake your mind or stress you out.
Right.
Stay focused on what's positive, what's founded in love, and what's satisfying for yourself. And everybody struggles with that, and that's true not just about activism. There's some truth in there that's really, you know, really applies to everybody in life. But, you know, as activists and certainly in the movement, I see we all struggle with that. There's a lot of intense emotion involved in what we do and saying that we are standing up to what we see as the greatest evil in society. I mean,
you're doing good work, Adam. There's no doubt about
it. Less than that.
You know, we appreciate your efforts here on Free Talk Live, and I'm grateful that you spent an hour with us here tonight. Thank you, and keep in touch. Let us know of any other interesting stories from the road. I appreciate your time, dude.
Thank you very much.
Wait, real quick, what's the best website?
Tell everybody to go and help the book bomb there.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
The freedomline.com, that's his best site for right now. Check Adam out over there. He's also got a great YouTube channel as well. Adam Kokesh, we'll talk to you soon. And we'll see you, if you're going to stick with us, for the Twitch After Show. Go to twitch.lrn.fm. We'll start that here in moments.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.